There in showbiz, good old screw everyone you know biz.
Entertainment news with Peter Ford.
That's also showbiz.
Peter Ford, good morning.
G'day to you, Gareth.
You have some breaking news about Craig McLachlan.
Yes, so Craig McLachlan, of course, has been so much in the news for the last several years, but particularly the last month or so since that interview that he gave, and there's been talk about him making a comeback. Now, that comeback is going to happen, and it will commence in Perth. He's got a play written by a playwright, a New York playwright called Lainey Robertson, and it's the story of Hank Williams. Now, Hank Williams was a very famous country music singer and songwriter. He's one of those people, you'd hear his songs and you'll think, oh, was that him? Was that him? Like a lot of those people, a very sad, tragic life, which, of course, makes for a great play, right? Mm-hmm. So Craig McLachlan will star in the show, and it's going to open at His Majesty's Theatre at the end of July. Now, the bookings are already open for it, and it's a two-week season, which I would have thought was perhaps a little bit ambitious, but hopefully his fans, who I've got to tell you, are his very loyal fans, very loud, very determined fans. They don't like what they've seen done to Craig. Hopefully they will get out and buy tickets and encourage other people to buy tickets. And you can just imagine that first night, which is July 29, when Craig's backstage waiting to go on stage, that the, you know, tension and nerves and excitement, the combination of all three for him to make that step back onto the stage in front of the public again.
I guess the box office will be a test of whether you can in fact recover from these allegations.
Exactly, yeah. It's an interesting tour because after Perth it goes to Broken Hill, then it goes to Hobart and Launceston and up to Brisbane. It's sort of all over the shop, but good luck to them.
All right. Russell Crowe, he's got big plans for a new movie studio.
Yeah, so this is being announced in 20 minutes' time. There is a press conference being held with the Deputy Premier and the Treasurer of New South Wales, the local member for Coffs Harbour, and for Russell. And Russell is the face behind this project to open a movie studio complex in Coffs Harbour. Now, one of the things we have got going at the moment is this incredible demand for studio space and facilities from movie and TV producers right around the world to shoot in Australia. We just don't have enough space. Everything is completely booked out. So if you've got something, you can make a lot of money. So it's a good business sense apart from anything else. I know you're trying to get the one going up at Victoria Quay in Fremantle.
Yeah,
when you get that happening, you'll do really well with it. And Russell, of course, is a bit more ambitious given that it's not in a major city. Coffs Harbour is kind of smack bang in between Brisbane and Sydney. And of course, it's where Russell has his property there. But it's not just for sentimental reasons that he's doing this. He's got the land there. It's the Pacific Bay Resort, and half of the golf course there, I think approximately half, is going to be turned over to build these facilities. And it's just a lot. It's not like building a warehouse and saying, come and make a movie. You've got to have all the facilities and the infrastructure, particularly if you're then also going to do post-production. But, you know, Russell's shrewd. He knows what he's doing. So good luck to him with that.
Now, Jeffrey Edelston, he is being buried this morning.
In about 15 minutes' time at Springvale Cemetery. It's funny, I was just in the Seven newsroom and they were debating, oh, should we send a crew or not? Do you think anyone will be there? And I thought, oh, isn't that fame for you? How fickle it is, you know, to be that high flyer for all those years and be constantly written about and talked about and involved in controversies and dramas, and then suddenly to become a recluse for the last 6 months, to be found dead by your cleaner, and then have newsrooms debating whether it's worth sending a crew or not to your funeral. That is how transient fame actually is. But I guess all eyes will be on whether Bryn does turn up or not. Gabby's the more interesting one. She's definitely not going to be there because she's in New York. But she's also announced that it is her belief that they were, in fact, still technically married at the time of his death. And she is anticipating that she will be the beneficiary in the will. So I somehow have a feeling that, you know, Jeffrey's desire for publicity may not be over just yet.
Well, I guess that will give him some measure of pleasure if he's looking down on us all. 40. Good on you, mate. Thank you very much. Great report. We'll do it all again tomorrow.
Thanks, Gareth.